A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 13. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. There in their presence, Jesus was transfigured. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than any earthly bleacher could make them. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Spoke to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, they were so frightened. And a cloud came, covering them in shadow, and there came a voice from the cloud, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Then, suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus warned them to tell no one what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they observed the warning faithfully, though among themselves they discussed what rising from the dead could mean. And they put this question to him, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah has to come first?" "True," he said, "Elijah is to come first and to see that everything is as it should be. Yet how is it that the scriptures say about the Son of Man that he is to suffer grievously and be treated with contempt? However, I tell you that Elijah has come, and they have treated him as they please, just as the scriptures say about him." And this is the word of the Lord. Recently, I was on holiday, having a lovely time with two very good friends. And often during the day, as we enjoyed the sea and the sky and the sun and spectacular sights, one of us would be heard to say, "Oh, it's so good to be here. Let us build a tent and stay longer." Isn't it true in life that whenever we are having a good experience, we somehow want it to last forever? The disciples in today's gospel knew that same feeling. They had had a good experience on the mountain, enjoying the presence of Jesus. In a sense, they saw only Jesus. What more did they want? Nothing. This was enough. Now, we too have our transfiguration experiences in life when we feel very loved and everything seems to be in our favor. So this gospel today is surely one of the most wonderful in all of the good news. Imagine hearing the voice of God each day. "You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Imagine if each morning we listened in prayer and heard God call us, "Beloved." Hopefully that good news would enable us to come down the mountain and see only Jesus in all we encountered. As we read the gospel today, in its context, we remember that just prior to this event, Jesus has asked the disciples to tell him who people are saying he is. Good old Peter thinks he knows when he says, "You are the Messiah." Yet as soon as suffering and death are mentioned, the same Peter begins to rebuke Jesus. This is not the Messiah he wants. He doesn't want someone who's going to suffer. And likewise on the mountain, the disciples have this amazing experience of Jesus. yet they are still frightened. It's all too big a mystery. How do you put this transfiguration experience together with talk about suffering and rising from death? We too, as we walk with Jesus and listen to what he says, wonder if we can really make this journey, which at times seems to ask so much of us. It is then we need to hear again and remember the words, "You are my beloved." Because our lives are lived both on the mountain and in the valley. We all know that. Our world knows that. When a couple make their marriage vows, they promise fidelity in sickness and health, in good times and bad. This is real life. I can hear my mother saying to me when I was young, "No one escapes." Escapes what? No one escapes the cross, suffering. It's part of life. We're preparing very soon to enter the time of Lent, when specifically we focus on taking up our cross to follow Jesus. The mystery of pain and joy. It's life. We promise to follow Jesus, to be faithful to each other in good times and bad, in suffering and health. However, how much easier it is when we know we are the beloved. When we hear the words, "This is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." When we see Jesus in every event of life, may we each and all be transfigured this day through this good news.